Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is not a fluff piece, okay? This is serious. Now, how many of you recently, throughout this pandemic, sharted, right? I think this is important, all right? And I don't want you upset if it happens to you because it might actually save your life. So what's a shart? Well, we've talked about that. You know, sometimes some of us think that we're just going to pass some gas, and instead of passing gas, we get a little present, and we soil ourselves. And you're like, what? How did that happen? And so the term shart, I can't really describe because of, you know, it's over radio waves, but it basically is when you try to pass gas and you poop at the same time. You guys can figure out the two words and put it together. I believe it was made popular in the Along Came Polly movie back in 2004. And I bring this up, you know, not because I have nothing better to talk about. Trust me, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about travel passports. We're going to be talking about the stimulus package. But I bring it up because I am sick and tired of people saying, I don't have COVID symptoms, so don't be telling me to miss work. Or don't be telling me not to travel. Okay, I don't know how many millions of people traveled this Christmas. I know it was a lot less, but we still had millions of people traveling. And before that, when I was talking to them through telemedicine, I'm like, you know, look, if you have any signs or symptoms of COVID, we don't want you to travel. Oh, no, I'm fine. I don't have a fever. Well, a lot of people with COVID don't have a fever. Symptoms of COVID could be very, very mild. You could have a cough. You could have a runny nose. You could be tired. How many of us are tired? We're tired. You could have some body aches. I mean, okay, so if you get bad COVID, you're having trouble breathing, you feel like a truck ran over you, you're dizzy, you could have a fever, have, you know, trouble breathing, and just feel like you're consumed. The moderate COVID, where some people don't have to be hospitalized, it depends on where their oxygenation status is, the mild COVID, you feel like the flu. Feel like a truck hit you. You got a fever, you got the body aches, you got tired, but you feel like the way you did when you had the flu. Now, a lot of us haven't had the flu in a while because we've gotten our flu shots, so we don't remember what it's like, but it's crappy. Where you're like, I just want to go to bed, I don't want to be around people, I don't want to work, I don't feel right, but because you're breathing okay, and because the fever is mild and low-key, you know, you don't panic and you don't go to the hospital. Again, we want people to watch your oxygen at home, like your little pulse ox. You know, make sure it's not dipping in the 80s. I had one patient today says he wakes up and it's 82. I go, you got to get that pulse ox checked, but yeah, you got to get yourself in like now. So, you know, as long as you can breathe and your oxygen status is fine and the fever's still low grade and, you know, you can still isolate at home. But then you have the milder COVID cases, which seems to be the more common ones, where people are like, well, my nose is running a little. Or I thought I had a sinus infection. I got to tell you, 90% of the ones I've seen the last few months thought they had a sinus infection. And it's frustrating because they call telemedicine and they get so mad because they want an antibiotic. They want a Z-Pak. They want, and I'm like, well, we're not supposed to treat sinus infections out the gate with antibiotics anymore because a lot of them could be viral. You know, it could be COVID. It's not COVID, it's a sinus infection. Give me antibiotics and steroids. Well, so a lot of the more milder COVID cases are some runny nose, some cough, maybe some fatigue, maybe a little nausea, maybe your stool is loose. Loose stool has, throughout this pandemic, been a part of a lot of the milder symptom COVID. Remember we talked about little clusters? Some had more of a GI cluster where it was the nausea and the vomiting and the diarrhea. And, you know, a lot of the more respiratory ones, they could have diarrhea too. But, you know, we really saw diarrhea and loose stool with a lot of the more mild to moderate cases. So for those people that don't really notice their stool change, and they're sitting there, I don't know, getting ready for work or at work going, you know what? Nobody's around. I can let one fly. And then all of a sudden, boom, they poop themselves. That's a short. And to me, that could be a sign of COVID. Now, I know people are going, oh my gosh, is Dr. Dahlia going to patent this? You know, has she now discovered, you know, the test that medical students all across the world are going to learn, the SHART test? I don't know if there's, personally, I don't want to be named after a SHART, okay? You know, I think there's some other medical conditions, probably something gynecological that really should be named after me. You know, maybe something STD related, I don't know, but I really don't want to be named after a SHART. But honestly, if you don't have loose stool, and all of a sudden the first time you see loose stool is that could be mild COVID. Now some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, who cares? I mean, if somebody mildly does that, why do we have to care? We have to care because the way COVID's acting, some people have it mild, and some people within the same family end up in the hospital. There's no rhyme or reason. I know we've heard some cases where both husband and wife died, but many of these COVID cases, somebody in the family has a mild runny nose or mild diarrhea, and somebody else is in the hospital fighting for their lives. So if you guys sharted and you have family members, right, that are older, or you have people that are immunocompromised, you better tell somebody that, you know, you need to be investigated for COVID. You do not have to post on social media that you had a SHART. But I think you really should get yourself a COVID test, right? And I know if you guys don't buy this, but I'm not making it up, because stool changes and loose stool could be COVID. It's gotta make sense to somebody out there. So, we need to identify, in order to kind of get a grip on this pandemic, how to mitigate. We're not going to be able to stop. We're not in an epidemic. We're in a pandemic. And by pandemic, cases are rampant. But we need to convince people that their runny nose, or their cough, or their, you know, and we've even seen pink eye, you know, or their loose stool might be something that could kill somebody 6 feet away from them. And I know that's a hard concept because our noses are always running. You know, it's winter time. When it's cold, our noses run. So just, you know, if you guys have a short, all right, that might be pathognomonic, if I'm saying the word right, that you could kill somebody. So don't be embarrassed. That short is saving your life and somebody else's. 1-877-9-9.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. ClonoSeq is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. ClonoSeq can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if ClonoSeq MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit ClonoSeq.com. ClonoSeq is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of ClonoSeq, including sample types and test limitations, visit ClonoSeq.com/technical-summary.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, let's work on the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you listen to the show when we're not live. Let's open up the phone lines and listen to some of your calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Doc Dahlia. This is Patricia again. I hope I'm not becoming a pest. I know you're busy, and as you can be, but if you have a minute to check a website of a Dr. Paul Thomas. He practices in Oregon. He was on the Coast to Coast show with George Norrie on Thursday night. He talked about COVID, talked about mercury and aluminum, and about the vaccines where there is no liability.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Also, I think the public should be told that the vaccine will not be effective for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get overconfident and stop wearing masks and distancing. I know when you put the message out, everybody gets it. That's great. I always love your show.
Thank you.
Your interests are so diversified. You're just amazing. Bye-bye for now. Bye.
Thank you so much. I wish I could talk to you in person. I know you probably listen late in Las Vegas. Thank you again for calling in. So, yeah, all right. I've seen a lot of social media posts. There's a few things I want to talk about here. I've seen a lot of social media posts that the healthcare workers are getting the vaccine, and then a week later they're getting sick with COVID. We have a friend of ours, got the vaccine 8 days ago, now has COVID. The vaccine is going to take a few weeks to build up the immunity. Flu shot takes a couple weeks. This mRNA vaccine, it could take up to 30 days. So she's right. So when you hear that somebody has COVID after they were vaccinated and they posted all that online, keep in mind the vaccine takes a while to for the mRNA, for the muscle cells, to be able to be coded to make the protein that the immune system has to identify, so then they could turn around and get ready to bat COVID out the park. That's going to take a few weeks. So, yeah, it does take a while. You know, we spoke a little bit about allergies to the vaccines. We're going to speak a little bit more about that, too, this week. You know, it's not going to be, you know, 100% safe. You're going to have some people react to it. We're already seeing people react to it, medical professionals, healthcare workers. You know, people have been really, really good sports. Unfortunately, we aren't hearing about all the reactions. I get to hear about it as a doctor. You know, somebody, you know, had to be given epinephrine here. Someone had to get epinephrine there. It's still very, very low rates. And again, I will be very honest with you and tell you guys what I know when I know it. But what we're hearing in the media is an underrepresentation of how many people are having allergic reactions. However, the number of allergic reactions are still so low, which is why, you know, for now, doctors are still saying the benefits outweigh the risks. And in fact, I mean, you know, we're seeing loads and loads of healthcare workers say, look, even though I reacted, I'm going to get the next shot. CDC has come up with some more guidance with the shot, which we're going to talk about. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of questions people have, so keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, many people want to know what's going on with the stimulus bill. That I said our Christmas weekend was not without drama. President Trump said he was not going to sign the COVID relief bill because it was a disgrace. It was $2.3 trillion with a bunch of pork in it. And originally he said, at least give every American $2,000 and not $600. Well, that didn't fly. Government couldn't make it happen. So President Trump did, 5 days later, sign the package into law. So unemployment benefits could be restored. Eviction moratorium still exists. Rental assistance. Additional funding to the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. Money going into vaccine distribution. But, you know, many of you have kind of been upset with some of the pork. I am having trouble reading a 5,500-page bill. I'm being told that there are millions of dollars of assistance to Cambodia, Burma, Egypt, Egyptian military. I'm not sure why a COVID pandemic bill for people out of work and fighting the disease requires money going to Cambodia, Burma, and Egypt. Apparently, there's gender programs in Pakistan. And $25 million, I believe, is going to Pakistan for that. Again, I'm not sure what that has to do with COVID. $505 million, we're being told, is going to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama. I like those countries a lot. Just $505 million with... I get we want to help other countries, but I think our country has to currently be, you know, getting people back to work. If we don't have people working and them putting tax dollars in, then we can't help other countries. Where's the money coming from? I'd be told $40 million is going to the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Not sure why $40 million for that. And didn't they get money the first time around also? $1 billion for the Smithsonian, because there's going to be some new Smithsonian museums. Again, I like museums. I like the arts. I don't think now is the time to invest into one or two museum entities. I'd rather just, again, put more money into pandemic relief so anybody that does operate a museum could get that funding. There's fish management. I guess Asian carp is having issues. I don't know. Amberjack fish in the Gulf of Mexico. We want to promote breeding of fish in federal hatcheries. Again, I'm not sure about this. I haven't been able to fact check it. Poultry production technology. I don't mind that because, you know, we can't have food shortages. $2 million to research the impact of downed trees. Okay, that's nice, but again, $2 million can go to start building another medical facility. They say $566 million is within this package for construction projects to the FBI. Now, if the FBI needs a new building, right, I don't mind that, but can't that be a separate bill? And $566 million? So I'm very, very frustrated because how much of that actually goes to the American public of this COVID bill, $2.3 trillion? And the last time we had the Paycheck Protection Program, you know, millions of people were left out of it. So do we take the money back from Panama? In the galleries? I don't know. So Trump had sent a redlined version of the bill to Congress. It included an item-by-item breakdown and a formal rescission request insisting that any, quote, wasteful items be removed from the bill. Now, I get that other countries need our help, and I do not want to, you know, say helping other countries that are, you know, having disasters, you know, is wasteful. But I don't understand. I like Dalai Lama. Why was there funding for the Dalai Lama? I don't get that. I mean, you know, we are in a crisis right now. Many of you have asked, you know, what's going to happen with immigration? I don't know. You know, if President-elect Joe Biden takes over January 20th and he decides to open the borders, who gets the jobs first? If we can't even figure out how to do the vaccine rollout correctly, how are we going to ensure that, you know, Americans are going to get the jobs? Again, you know, if somebody says, look, I'll work for less. Now, you know, unemployment benefits, from what I understand, it is going to be the extra $300 a week, not like the $600 a week like it was last time. President Trump had wanted it to be $300 from the government, $100 from the states. So there was some skin in the game from the states to try to get people back to work, you know, and to open up the cities, etc. The problem is we are having, again, high death rates from COVID. I know there's a lot of debate on that, but I'm telling you right now, the hospitals are full. Especially in my area. I'm not lying to you guys. You know, if I thought COVID was mild, you know, I'd tell you COVID was mild. For a lot of people it is, but we still have people dying. So I don't see governors opening up cities anytime soon. So, you know, at least hopefully unemployment benefits get extended and, you know, money gets to American people. But you do really wonder why all this pork and what was the purpose and why, again, aren't there separate bills? Well, because I think everybody wants to just do one bill and then go on vacation. Now, Donald Trump is facing House voting down his veto of the Defense Act. He did give up his veto of COVID relief, but the House is going to vote down his veto of the Defense Act. We've talked about that before, but let's move on. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former chief of staff is explaining why the president held up the coronavirus relief bill before ultimately signing it.
What he was trying to do is simply send a message that he wasn't really happy with the bill.
The former White House chief of staff speaking there on CNBC as far as another message that he believes the president was trying to send.
Congress is broken, and it is. I think a lot of us were relieved he did sign the bill because I don't think it was a plan if he didn't, but I don't think he's happy about it.
A very busy Monday after Christmas for the House of Representatives. The House will be voting on a veto override after the president rejected a defense spending bill. If the House and Senate vote to override the veto, it will be the first of Trump's presidency. Actress Lori Loughlin is out of prison. She was released today after being behind bars for 2 months. USA Radio News. The motive behind the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville is still under investigation. The FBI looking into any and all leads that might explain why Anthony Warner set off the device. Warner died in the explosion, and we're now starting to hear from some of the Nashville police officers who warned people to get out of the area.
Probably about 5 minutes after we're there, I'd say that the timer then started counting down. The explosion went off. I got knocked to the ground. I immediately got up. Luckily, no injury, nothing like that.
Nashville Police Officer James Llewellyn, who's been with the department for 3 years. The Midwest bracing for another snowstorm. The National Weather Service in Des Moines saying more than 6 inches of snow could start falling in Iowa as early as Tuesday. Southern Minnesota also going to be hit with 3 to 5 inches of snow. Heavy rain and thunderstorms possible in the east and south later this week. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Keep those questions coming. The phone lines are open at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They're good ones. One of the most common questions I got over the last few days is, what is a vaccination passport? Okay, so many people cannot wait to start traveling again, to be able to go back to college, to be able to go to a concert, to be able to go back to a convention. Well, not so fast if you've already sworn that you're not going to get the vaccine. Because where things are going is they will only let vaccinated people, the good guys, be able to have all these liberties. If you choose not to vaccinate, you might not be able to get on a plane. We're not talking foreign. We're even domestic. These vaccination passports or this digital sort of wallet that you will have showing your medical records in a private form, basically, I don't see how. You know, are you immune to COVID or are you not? To me, that's a little, you know, invasive, but I get it. They want to make sure other people don't get COVID, which is also another thing of debate. It's going to be everybody's business. If I want to go to a Raiders game, I'm not saying specifically, they are working on technology now to try to embrace the concept of when you go through security and you got to give your, you know, keys and, you know, let them look through your purse and all that, you might have to show that you were vaccinated against COVID. Now, from a public health perspective, okay, again, you know, we want herd immunity. We want people to not spread the virus. If you have people that aren't active hosts and people who aren't sick, they hopefully won't get other people sick. You know, I mean, they're not wrong. And, you know, trying to encourage, you know, vaccinated people in these areas so it could stop the spread. But if you're going to do this, you better check with the Constitution first. And you better also research what this vaccine actually does. Because if the vaccine protects the recipient, which is huge, it's exciting, and I'm excited about that, and I think that's very valuable. But if the vaccine protects the recipient, and Pfizer is supposed to protect the recipient 95%, Moderna 94.5%, does that translate into you can't infect somebody else with it? Now, we learned back with the flu that if somebody is obese, even if they feel better from having the flu, they could still infect others for days. People can carry a virus and give it to somebody. The virus might be able to still use you as a host. You might not get sick because you have the antibodies, but there is still host potential. We are waiting for the verdict on if these vaccines do that or not. But if a vaccine protects you but doesn't necessarily mean you're not infectious, then are we really going to restrict people's liberties based on this quote-unquote passport? Now, we discussed this a couple weeks ago. Can your employer force you to get a vaccine to work there? Absolutely. I mean, there's some ways around it with the Americans with Disabilities Act and Civil Rights Act. There's some, you know, but, you know, if an employer wants to make sure that they are a quote-unquote COVID-free zone because of, you know, consumer scare and concerns, they have every right to do that. I mean, you know, if other employees don't want to be around other employees that could have COVID, I mean, you know, a employment arena can effectively do that, and I believe the laws will protect them. We talked about how it's a little iffy because, you know, if you force somebody to get a vaccine and they get a reaction, what happens? Well, you can't really sue the vaccine company, you know, but somebody could claim, well, they, you know, sued the employer. He was negligent. He didn't research a vaccine enough before he forced you to get it. So, and it might not be under workers' comp. So in terms of law, there's still a lot of gray areas. But what about you wanting to travel? You have been waiting all this time to see grandma. You had a baby. Baby has not seen grandma. You cannot wait for April or May to come around. Yet you have a severe allergy. You have an allergy to shellfish. You have a severe allergy, and you're like, I'm probably going to have to hold off on this vaccine because I'm hearing about people have, you know, having reactions. If this moves forward, no, you won't be able to travel. I'm already hearing people say, well, I'm going to take my car. I'm going to drive. Don't be surprised if some states, like New York, is going to say, uh-uh. Turn that car around. Now, what's going on in terms of the guidance of anaphylaxis and infections? Well, from what we understand, the CDC has loosened the guidance. They said if you do have a severe allergy, you can still get the vaccine, Moderna or Pfizer. If you're allergic to shellfish, still should be able to get the vaccine. If you've had Guillain-Barré, which is a neurological disorder that some people have gotten from a vaccine. You can still get the vaccine. So usually with the flu shot, we say, uh-uh, don't go there. Uh-uh, nope. The CDC has loosened their guidance from what I understand. And I'm going to, you know, reconfirm this because it looks like things just keep changing every day. Bell's palsy. If you've ever gotten Bell's palsy from a vaccine, from what we understand, the CDC says you could still get this vaccine. We are not being told a lot of contraindications right now. And maybe it's because it's an mRNA vaccine. Maybe it's because the cause is so great that they don't want people with allergies to freak out. This one doctor, gosh, I forget where he's from, the one that had a shellfish allergy that went into anaphylaxis, but luckily he had his own auto-injector of epinephrine, gave it to himself, was observed in the hospital. That scares the average person. My husband's allergic to shellfish. You know, I'm pretty allergic to sulfa. Personally, I'll still get the vaccine if I'm asked to. You know, am I going to wait? Yeah, I'd like to wait to see, you know, if that's been looked at, because I really don't want to, you know, go into a major reaction if I don't have to. I mean, I still got kids to take care of. I still have to work. I got patients to take care of. So I really don't want to be down for the count. But, you know, if the CDC says, look, you know, you having a severe drug allergy should not be a problem with this, I am going to trust them. You know, doctors have to trust our medical, powers that be, such as the CDC and the FDA. But you have a lot of people out there going, no, I am just not going to risk it. Well, realize that you might be punished. And you might be punished because you might not be able to travel. You might not be able to go to a concert. You might not be able to go to college. You might not be able to go to work. So this is going to get very tricky. Now, what I did when I wrote an article on the, you know, issues with work is hopefully COVID starts to go down. Hopefully we don't have this issue because I really don't see the majority of the country getting vaccinated. I am hearing time and time again, even healthcare workers saying, I'm going to wait. And again, we kind of need for herd immunity, a lot of people on board. I don't know if he was from John Hopkins, a doctor on Fox News that suggested you only need 20% of people actually getting the shot to get herd immunity. I don't know if I'm 100% on board with that. I mean, you need at least 70% of the population at least to be immune. Well, it depends. If COVID infection causes you to have an immunity forever, that's great. We're not hearing that. We're being told that the COVID immunity is only a few months. The more severe COVID cases have longer immunity. We're seeing more antibodies. But with the milder cases that a lot of people are getting, we don't know. I'm hearing from people saying, look, you know, I had COVID, but my antibodies are negative. Well, because your COVID might have been too light. So do I think this passport thing is going to move? Well, tech companies are putting money into it. So when you see tech companies put money into it, and there's all this excitement about that, they might force the issue. Personally, I want to be able to travel if I need to travel. But as a doctor, I get the public health measures. I'm trying to, you know, avoid planes being, you know, full of people with COVID. You need to prove to me that this vaccine prevents spread of COVID, not just protects the recipient. 1-877-9000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners had asked me this weekend, are other viruses going to be weaponized or are currently being weaponized? So we're still debating how the Wuhan COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 virus made it from China to across the world so quickly, and how I don't really believe it came from somebody eating bat soup, although I am dying to try bat soup. It sounds delicious. Sounds like it would be pretty tangy and meaty, but I'm still not 100%, you know, sure of how this whole pandemic started. I do believe it started way before we were notified, you know, in China, of when it happened. And I also am of, you know, the mind that this might have been more of a lab accident. And if that's the case, I doubt it wasn't just one single baby strain that individually escaped, you know, or was let loose. My guess is there were multiple others, which is kind of making me wonder if we're looking at a few COVID strains, which is why some people have it mild, some people don't. I'm just not really buying the idea that one single baby strain, you know, is doing all this. Something just doesn't seem right. Well, you know, I tried to look up what other weaponization projects might be happening, and we're being told that some people fear that Russia might be weaponizing Ebola as part of a catastrophic biological weapons project. Really? Unit 68240 of Moscow's FSB spy agency, this is being reported by Daily Mail, this is linked to the Salisbury Novichok poisonings, is thought to be behind a program codenamed Toledo. It is believed, Toledo, Ohio, It is believed that the unit is researching both Ebola and, even more deadly, the Marburg virus. Now, as we know, these viruses can cause organ failure, severe bleeding. Ebola, back in 2012, was it? Or 2014, killed over 11,000 people. Ebola has been causing multiple epidemics since the 70s when it was first discovered. And it's deadly. But the largest Ebola outbreak happened a few years back. And then the second largest about a year or two ago before COVID. And Ebola is a hemorrhagic fever. And the pandemic, I think it went from like 2014 to 2016. It was like December 2014 to January 2016. And it had begun an outbreak in Guinea, then neighbors Liberia and Sierra Leone. And they traced it back to patient zero, who was a two-year-old boy in Meliandou, about 400 miles from the capital of Conakry. And a family was taking care of the boy, and they got sick, and it just spread. And we don't know if he was bit by a monkey or we don't know how he originally got Ebola, but that outbreak was deadly. Now, Toledo, not only Ohio, is a city there, but it's also a city in Spain. And Toledo had been affected very viciously with the 1918, quote, Spanish flu. So I guess that's why they're using the code name Toledo. But a former UK military intelligence insider fears that Moscow could be going beyond studying the diseases and is instead examining how to weaponize them via a Toledo program. So, you know, this does make me nervous. And my guess is Marburg virus, which has an 88% fatality rate. Ebola has a less fatality rate, but it can be still extremely, deadly. They come from, like, African green monkeys, we believe. And outbreaks we've seen with Marburg in Angola, Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, South Africa. These are things that could happen anywhere. And so, you know, when we were doing lockdowns, and I was very, very frustrated, I found the silver lining to it. And the silver lining I had said, not that I'm saying I agree with the way we did the lockdowns, but the silver lining is if Ebola did come here, which really scares the hell out of me, even more than COVID, we have hopefully some sort of a system in place. We have virtual learning set up, virtual work. Maybe we start getting people ready to, you know, store food, you know, have cleaning mechanisms, you know, some sort of system in place. Because if Ebola comes to the United States, that, I mean, we have to isolate. We're talking bunker down, you know, and not let that virus find any host. I mean, we might even have to do without power. That is a bad one. It just scares the hell out of me. Same thing with Marburg. So I wouldn't be surprised that if anybody is studying the disease to make a treatment, and because, you know, we were caught with our pants down, we really didn't have an Ebola treatment. They had to make ZMAP pretty quickly, and then we didn't have enough of it. I wouldn't be surprised if they're tinkering around with it and figuring out how they could harness it. You know, once you learn how to control a virus or control a pathogen. You have the same science as to how to set it free. So, if I was working in a lab right now and you were studying, you know, the deadly virus COVID, I don't want anybody accusing you of weaponizing it, because if you're learning how to harness it, then you're also learning how to set it free. So, but based on what I've seen with these other countries and what I've heard, I wouldn't be naive when it comes to thinking that, you know, other people want to make sure that they have weapons too, especially since, you know, there's been much discussion of China having biological agents. Deadliest Catch star. Deadliest Catch has definitely had its a fantastic TV show. I love it, but they've had their share of trauma and drama and unfortunately deaths. And there is a 33-year-old actor, Nick McGlashan, who has now died. He passed away on Sunday in Nashville, Tennessee. Cause of death not yet determined. He's a seventh-generation fisherman, has appeared in 78 episodes of Deadliest Catch from 2013 to 2020. He was open about his struggles with alcohol, drug addiction, but he is the eighth person linked to the reality show to die unexpectedly since 2010. Eighth tragic death. And he looks young as hell, and he's only 33 years old. And he was featured in 78 different episodes. He started crabbing in the Bering Sea at the age of 13, following in the footsteps of his uncle. His uncle was rumored to have been on the first boat in America's crab industry. And we don't know why he died. And unfortunately, that show is just losing too many. Malin Reyes had died from a heart attack, age 38. Blake Painter, he had died from, they believe, possibly an accidental overdose. John McMahon, also young, he was shot and killed. He was an associate producer, and he was shot and killed near his California home. Tony Lara died age 50. He had a heart attack while sleeping. Justin Tennyson, deckhand age 33, possibly died from sleep apnea. You can die from not breathing in your sleep, but gosh, so young. Keith Anderson, father of Deadliest Catch star Jake Anderson, went missing in 2010, and his skeletal remains were found years later. Phil Harris suffered a stroke. Phil was probably one of the most famous ones. So just tragic. We've talked about that, where we see shows like Glee, Jackass. Jackass had their share of a lot of injuries not related to the Jackass movies. So we'll kind of visit that. Guys, hunker down. Big, nasty coast-to-coast storm is going to blanket the Midwest with 2 feet of snow before blasting the Northeast with rain and wind on New Year's Eve. Even Florida is going to get pretty chilly. They believe there's going to be 24 inches of snow to hit the Great Basin and Central Rockies. Rain is expected to be heavy in the Gulf and East Coast on New Year's Eve. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.